Yiddish, lekach is like honey cake, lekach. So lekach, but lekach in Hebrew means a lesson for Rosh Hashanah. So it's a pun. Okay. We're still passing around the sheet to sign up for Simchas Torah. It's not 100% clear where we're going to be going, but wherever we're going to be going, we're going to be going as a group, and it should, you know. So I'm encouraged. I'm sure wherever it'll be good. As Hashem. So please sign up. Okay. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we have early. Tomorrow's Tuesday, so we have early shiur. And it'll be also give a. I was thinking of squeezing in some brachas also, but I don't think it pays to rush. So what we'll do is we'll do a whole shiur on Hazinu, right? And then when we come back Sunday from Gedalia, that will be a shiur in Esrog, and somehow we'll also sometime do Hadassah in Manaravas, and then we'll do. You know, brachas during that week, and maybe another sukkah shiur or something like that. Is that week? I heard it's only Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Is that?
Yeah, the shiur on Thursday.
There is or is not?
There's no shiur on Sunday. There's no class on the table.
Next Sunday.
I think they're
going to be talking
about
shiur. No, but there's always shiur on Sunday. Yeah, there's another shiur of Shom Gedalia. Another shiur. So the Shom Gedalia this year, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There is shiur. Okay. We might have early shiur because I'm giving contemporary halacha. Okay. Dalmina. Okay. Rosh Hashanah, as we know, unique yontif, the fact that there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah even in Eretz Yisrael. Sha'achas, it's different setup. So let's discuss when this came about, the idea of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And then we'll try to derive some Musar Haskel as well. And this relates to the Shir Shal Yom that we mentioned. Says the Mishnah, "Barishona hayu mekablim edus hachodesh kol hayom." Whereas on the 30th day of the month, which potentially could be Rosh Hashanah, the 30th day of the month could be Rosh Chodesh, or maybe the next day will be Rosh Chodesh. So the 30th day of the month is always the day that's up in the air. Will it become Rosh Chodesh, or will it not become Rosh Chodesh? So it's funny because the whole, you have to wait for the Eidim to come to see if they saw the new moon or not. So basically, you have the whole day. Whereas if the Eidim come 1 minute before Shkia and they say we saw the moon, then this day is Rosh Hashanah. Or forget Rosh Hashanah, it's whatever the day of the, whatever Rosh Chodesh it is. So Barishona Yom Tavim Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom. So it used to be that any day, any month that had 30 days, any day, if it came in the morning, fine. If it came in the afternoon, fine. As long as it came before Shkia, you have the opportunity to make the day Rosh Chodesh. There was one time that the Eidim came late in the day. Okay, but so what's the big deal? They came late in the day. Meaning they came after the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim was brought. You know there were two Korbanos that were brought every day, the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. And they it came late after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim was brought. That's when the Eidim first came. So what's the problem? V'niskalkalu halavim b'shir. We know that there was a shir that was said in the Beis HaMikdash, Tomid Shal Shachar, and the shir that was said in the Beis HaMikdash was the Tomid Shal Bein Arbayim. So the Tomid Shal Shachar didn't have a special, in other words, if Monday, Tuesday, you know, we sing the Shir Shalavim Omer Beis HaMikdash. On Monday they said one Shir, on Tuesday another Shir, on Wednesday another Shir. They never made it a special Shir if it was a holiday, because for Shacharis. Because usually in the morning you're never going to know. The Eidim usually didn't come that early. So even if it was Rosh Hashanah, they didn't make a special shir in the morning for Rosh Hashanah. It would just be the regular Monday shir or the regular Tuesday, whatever day of the week it was. But by Mincha time, usually the what? The Eidim already came by Mincha time. So if the Eidim already came by Mincha time, so then they would say a special shir for Rosh Hashanah. It wouldn't be just the regular shir that was said. It wouldn't just be the regular shir that was said on the Tuesday or Wednesday. It would be a Rosh Hashanah shir. So here, the Eidim came after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim was brought. So now what? It was a Kilkul Bashir. Now, there are two opinions of the Gemara what happened. One opinion in the Gemara says that since the Eidim didn't come yet, so they assume that probably it's already late in the day, the Eidim didn't come yet, they're going to say the Shir shall call. And that's what they did. And then, lo and behold, after they finished bringing the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim and they did the Nisach HaYayin and they said the Shir Shochol, boom, the Eidim come. Today is Rosh Chodesh. So what they did in Shacharis is not a problem, because Shacharis, there was never a takana in Shacharis to have a Yontif Dika Shir. So that was fine. But by the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim there was. So this Kalkul Olvim B'Shir, they sung the improper Shira. They sung the weekday Shira instead of the Yontif Tikka Shira. So that was a Kilkul B'Shir. The other opinion in the Gemara says that they didn't sing Shira at all. So since they didn't know what to do, so out of doubt, they just didn't do any Shira. But either way, it was a Kilkul B'Shir. Either it was a Kilkul B'Shir because why? They sung the wrong Shira. They sung the Shir Shokol when they were supposed to do the Shir Shal Yontif. Or it was a Kilkul B'Shir because they didn't do any Shira at all. So that's what happened one day, one year. So therefore, a takana was made. Shelo yu mekablam eidim, mekablam ela aramicha. So a takana was made that once the mincha time comes and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is brought, we're not going to accept any Eidim anymore. So this way, even if Eidim come, we're not going to accept them. So therefore, it's never going to be a kilkul, because they'll just go ahead and sing what? The Shira Shel Kol. And Eidim come, but even if Eidim come, if we don't accept them, it won't become Rosh Hashanah. So we'll keep the Eidim for tomorrow, and this way there won't be a trouble. In bo Eidim and Amichol Amal Nogim also, but in bo Eidim and Amichol Amal Nogim also Yom Kodesh L'Mochar Kodesh. But so what happens if the Eidim come after Mincha? So what did we say? What did we say? What's the din? If the Eidim come after Mincha, then we say what? What do we say to them? What? come back tomorrow. Right. You know, come back tomorrow. That's what we say. So now, let me ask you a question. On the day 30, were people doing malacha in the morning? Probably not. Because once day 30 comes, day 30 potentially could be Rosh Hashanah. So people, when they woke up in the morning, were starting the previous night, they couldn't do any malacha. Because it could be that Eidim will come later in the day, and L'mafreya, it turns out that the whole day was Rosh Hashanah. Now, the question is, once Mincha, the Kaddish of Ben Arbaim, was brought, and now we know for sure it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah, so could they now start doing Malacha? So technically speaking, they should be able to do Malacha. But the Takana was that you shouldn't do Malacha, even though you know for sure now that what? That it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah. So now there's no chashash that l'mafreya you're going to have to worry. Because what? It's we're not going to accept the Eidim. Right? We're not going to accept them. But still, Rashi says, wasn't Rashi, Nogim also Yom Kodesh, Rosh Hashanah Kayim, Vishashesh Lele Esrim Vatisha Nogim Bo Kodesh, because we're afraid that if they're going to do malacha in the afternoon, next year, the Eidim will come in the morning, and they won't realize the difference. They'll think, on Rosh Hashanah, the halacha is that you only do Isser Malacha part of the day. In other words, if you're going to tell them that the year that the Eidim, that we won't accept the year, that the Eidim came late, that they could start doing Malacha later in the afternoon, so next year, when the Eidim come early, they're going to and it's really Rosh Hashanah, they're going to think that some Rosh Hashanah is a strange day, that Rosh Hashanah you're allowed to do malach in the afternoon. And they won't realize that last year it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. So that's why they were allowed to do it. So therefore they said that we make an Isser of malacha today, and tomorrow the Eidim will come back, and that'll be really Rosh Hashanah. So hence, there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that they didn't do malacha, even though they knew for sure that only one day was really the real Rosh Hashanah, but they made this takana that logo also Yom Kodesh, Ulobachar Kodesh. Okay? So that is the, and hence, it's more complicated, you could spend a little time on this, but that became the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that was normally, say, any of the other Yom Tovim, and this applied even in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Even in the Beis HaMikdash, where they knew for sure that it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah, they still would know 2 days, so therefore, hence, even in Yerushalayim, even in the Beis HaMikdash, even in Eretz Yisrael, we're knowing the two days. No, but if the Eidim are not Mekadesh the Chodesh, if we don't accept their testimony, then it's not Rosh Hashanah.
Even though
Klapei Shemaya, it's Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Tovim don't work Klapei Shemaya. Yom Tovim Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim.
So, are we saying that the reason why they're 2 days Rosh Hashanah is because there's a Safek?
So you see, normally by the other Yomim Tovim, by Pesach, the whole idea is keep 2 days because you're not sure. If you're sure, like in Yerushalayim, they were sure, they didn't have to keep 2 days. But here we have a notion of keeping 2 days, even if you're sure when Rosh Hashanah is. In other words, even though we're sure that we're not going to accept the Eidim, so we're sure that tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah, and we're still keeping today as Rosh Hashanah as well, because the first half of the day we kept because we weren't sure yet. And the second half of the day, we still kept, because next year they might come in the morning, and we won't want them to in the middle of the day to start doing malacha, because they'll come to start doing malacha even when the Eidim came in the morning, they'll start doing malacha in the afternoon. So we have a concept of knowing for sure when the day is, and yet keeping 2 days. Even for makom that there normally is not a safek, like the Beis HaMikdash, yet they still kept 2 days, so hence there's a concept of keeping 2 days, even when there's, even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, which you see in the Beis HaMikdash, they kept 2 days. In Yerushalayim, they kept 2 days, because the first day they kept, in other words, when the Eidim came later, they kept 2 days. Right? They kept the first day, which they weren't sure in the beginning, and then they still finished it off, Bikdusha, even though the Eidim aren't going to be accepted. The second day is the real Rosh Hashanah, but yet they still kept 2 days, and hence the concept of 2 days. Oh, so right. So Kersh is asking very well, and this Rav Sternbach has a whole piece Ayin Shom on this kasha. Kersh is asking, according to that, that Rosh Hashanah should be Lamed, Elul, and Aleph Tishrei, not Aleph and Beis. Tishrei. Some want to say, based on the Shitas HaRambam, that the Kaddish L'Chodesh L'Mafreya, and maybe Taka, once the Kaddish L'Chodesh, so Taka, you know, L'Mafreya, but it's a good catch. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. My Kilkul of Imashir, one opinion says that they didn't say any shira at all, and then they were omer shal omer shira shal chol and tami shal ben arbayim. Okay, now the first there are a couple of kashas that we have to deal with. There's the kasha of Tosfos and the kasha relating the Torah. Tosfos asks an unbelievable kasha. Well, so what's the big gedilah here? The big gedilah is that they messed up the shear. Right? First of all, take a look in Erchin and Daf Yud Aleph. On page 8. The question is that the worst thing in the world to mess up the shear? So the verse is like, Tan Rabban Hashir Ma'akev Es HaKorban, Divrei Reb Meir. V'chachomim Omim Einu Ma'akev. So it seems to be a machlokas, how important is the shear? One opinion says the shear is Ma'akev Es HaKorban, which literally means if you don't say the Shira, then you can't bring a korban. The other opinion says the Shira is an Eidim Akev Es HaKorban. Now, Tosfos writes, on Yud Aleph, the second Tosfos, I didn't bracket it, the last word on the line is Venira. Venira refers to Shira Akev Es HaKorban, Eidim Nisach. Okay, Eidim Shira, Eidim Nisach. In other words, everyone agrees you can bring the korban without the Shira. The question is, can you pour the Yayin on Gabe HaMizveach? Can you pour the yayin al gabe hamizbeach if there's no shira? That's the question. So, in other words, Reb Meir says shir ma'akev es hakorban, that if you don't say the shira, you can't bring the wine on the mizbeach. Was like we learned, ain't no mizbeach. You see. That's why I decided, right, that's why I told you we could do this. Because in Brachas, we were doing Eidom Rim Shir El Alayayim. That's how I got to discuss this, and then I promised I was going to give this here, and it's roughly reminded me. Eidom Rim Shir El Alayayim. Okay. So Shira Mizmati of Sakorban means that if you don't say the Shira, you can't bring the Nesachim. The other opinion says that Shira is not Mati of Sakorban. So let me ask you a question. Our Mishnah that seems to make a big gadilla over this, would you agree that Mistam is working with the opinion that Shira is Mati of Sakorban? Because if you hold Shira is not Mati of Sakorban, so what's the big gadilla? You know? Right? Pastors. So this whole Mishnah, which makes sense, Stam Mishnah is Kerem Meir. Right? Stam Mishnah is Kerem Meir. Meaning, no, the Korban itself. The Korban. Right, itself. Oh, right, that's Tosis is Kasher, because, in other words, Pashas is. You won't be able to bring the Nesachim. So that's... So Tosas asked the Kasha later, can't you bring the Nesachim later? But still, the Chachilah, you're supposed to bring the Nesachim with the Korban, and you didn't be able to say Shira, so you mevatel that to the Nesachim. If you hold Shira's not Makev Sakorban, so then just bring the Nesachim, don't say Shira. If Shira's Makev Sakorban, so it's basically it was a bittul of the Nesachim. It was a bittul of the Nesachim. Okay? Oh. So Tosis asked the Kasha, okay. Even if you hold Shira's Makiv as a Korban, right? In other words, Pashtus is, if you hold Shira's not Makiv as a Korban, so it's not such a big deal. The Stamina, they wouldn't have made a Takana, that they're not accepting the Eidim in a Mincha Lamala, if Shira's not Makiv as a Korban. Shira's Makiv as a Korban, so then you understand. So Tosis says the Kasha, Tav Tosis. Kalkul, we Mashir, Tamisha, by the Bible, the first of war. Tamisha, Sakhal, the Tiklu, Shir, Shal, Yodim, the first of Kodish, the Jerob, Shalim, and Eidim, Boy, Kodim, Tamisha, Shakar. He told me, "Ramayil Chashit Kilkul Shal Musaf, so Kivu Musaf Shal Roshkodesh Achar Tami Dein Yichol Makrivu Zashin Aleh Hashleim." So Tos says, "An unbelievable kasha." Okay, even if you say that they didn't bring the Nesachim, the Shears Makiv and Sakorban, but Lachora, in the case in the Mishnah where the Eidim came late and they brought the Tami Shel Ben Arbayim, Lachora, there was something even more significant that went wrong. Because if they didn't know if the Eidim were going to come in, and they were waiting, and then they went ahead and they brought this Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, so that means obviously they didn't bring the Korban Musaf. Right? Because how are they going to bring a Korban Musaf? They didn't know yet if it's Rosh Hashanah yet. So they didn't bring the Korban Musaf, right? Right? Because here, they came to the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, they didn't know, you know, is today Rosh Hashanah or not. So obviously that means they didn't bring the Korban Musaf. The whole thing is that they messed up with the Shira because they didn't know what Shira to sing, but obviously they didn't bring the Korban Musaf because they couldn't have brought the Korban Musaf. No, by Shacharis, they brought the Tamid Shel Shachar and there was never Takana of the Shir Shel, the Yont of Shir by Shacharis. Here, it comes out now, that year, when Eidim came after the Mincha Lamala, that they missed out on the whole Korban. Because after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, you're not allowed to bring any more Korbanos anymore. Aleh HaShleim Kol HaKorbanos Kulam, that all the Korbanos of the day have to be after the Tamid Shel Shachar and before the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So what's the whole Gedillah, what's the whole Tumul about the Shir? What's the whole tumu? Marash. Okay, even if she is makif as a korban, so it's just in the sachim here, but they missed out on a whole musaf. Why shouldn't that have been the concern? Why the concern was in this kalkul havim b'shir? It should have been a much greater concern, namely with the omission of the korban musaf. Yes. Yeah. And then what?
And
yeah, but that year turns out it was Rosh Hashanah, Lemafreya, and they didn't bring the Korban Musaf.
But they didn't testify.
What?
They didn't testify.
Yeah, but they came. The first year that they went ahead, and after the Tom Mitchell Ben Arbaim was brought, they accepted the Eidim, and they made it Rosh Hashanah. So now the day turns out it was Rosh Hashanah, and obviously they didn't bring a Korban Musaf. So isn't that like something much more significant than the Shear? You deleted a whole Korban. Okay, let's say they blew shofar misafik. It's easier to blow shofar misafik than bring a korban misafik, because a korban, a korban is chul and bazara. You can't bring a korban musaf today. You can't bring a musaf. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not Rosh Chodesh. It's not Shabbos. You just can't bring a musaf. Right? Shofar, you could always blow 30 kolos. Big deal. So they blew 30 kolos. They weren't sure. They blew 30 kolos. So that's Tosis Kasha. What are you mentioning the Kilkul Bashir? Why is that Kilkul Musaf? So looking later in Tosis answers. The first word on the line is Bashir. The first word, keep going, that Bashir. You see where it says? A little bit after where Rabbeinu Hananel starts. You see it says Bashir. Yeshlomer the Achar Hatamid Yochel Lahakriv Musaf Shalosh Chodesh Mishum Da'asi Essay the Rav and Midochi Essay the Hashlomer. So Tosis has the Yisod that the Korban Musaf is an essay of the Tzibur, is a Korban Essay the Rabbim. So since it's a Korban Essay the Rabbim, so that could be Doche, the essay of the Hashlama. The essay of the Hashlama is on that one Kohen who brings the Korban after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So it's an essay of the Yochid. So an essay of the Rabbim is Doche, the essay of the Yochid. In other words, in Ochanami, normally the halacha is you're not allowed to bring a Korban after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. But that's only a Korban Yochid. But if it's Sibor neglected to bring a Korban, and the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim was already brought, there's no problem, because that essay the Rabbim is more chashuv than an essay the Yochid. So here, Hashlama is a mitzvah essay. So it's a mitzvah essay, aleha hashlein, that all the korbanos should be piled on top of the Tamid Shel Shachar. That means they shouldn't be piled on top of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. It shouldn't be after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. It should be after the Tamid Shel Shachar, before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. So that's an essay the Yochid, right? But what? Essay the. But bringing the Korban Musaf is a Korban Tzibur. Essay the Rabbim. And Tosfos says, an essay the Rabbim is Docha, essay the Hashem, essay the Yochid. So Memela, Musaf wouldn't have been a problem. Musaf wouldn't have been a problem. Even after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim was brought, they still could have brought it. And that's probably what they did. And once they found out it was Rosh Hashanah, they went immediately brought the Korban Musaf. Until Shkia. Shkia, after Shkia, you can't bring Karbanos anymore. Right, then for sure we would have had a problem. Maybe they did it that way to avoid this problem. Maybe. Yeah. You can't bring not everything is brought, it can be brought as a Korban Nedava. Take a look now, page 9, the Rambam. Look at this Rambam. Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Per Gimel, Halacha Hey. Says the Rambam, Barishon HaYum Kabel Medes HaChodesh B'chol Yom Shloshim. Originally, you could accept Eidus HaChodesh Kol Yom Shloshim. Hamachas Nishtol Ha'edim Milovo Ad Bein Harbayim, even as Kalkul V'Mikdash. So 1 year came, the Eidim came late. Kalkul V'lo Yodu Malas Ma Yasu. Dim Yasu Ola Shol Bein Harbayim. They didn't know what to do. Should they bring the korban bein arba'im shem yavo eidim? The efshar shakriv musaf hayom. Achar tamid shol bein arba'im. They didn't know what to do. Should they bring the? Should they wait? Should they be makriv the korban tamid shol bein arba'im? Then they won't be able to bring musaf. So they didn't know what to do. Amdu bezna viskinu. Shaloyim kavli et achol shadal milcha. Kedei she yishoyt biyom lahakri musafim tamid shel bar abayim miskeim. But they didn't know what to do. Should they bring? So they weren't sure. So they went ahead and they brought it. And then it came out that they couldn't bring the musaf. But obviously that's what happened, because the Gemara says they brought the korban. So obviously they did bring the korban. So then what happened in the end? What was the problem? They didn't bring the musaf. No, what's the problem here? Yell, scream. What?
They're not bringing the musaf.
What?
They're not bringing the musaf.
No. Yeah, no.
They could do the musaf.
What? Yeah, Marav. The Rambam, in other words, the Mishnah gave a reason what the problem was. This Kalkul Levim B'Yishir. Tosus asked the Kasha, why wasn't the Kilkul B'Musaf? And Tosus gave a Teretz. Now the Rambam says, you know what? Tosus Kasha is so good. Tosus is better than the Mishnah. Tosus is better than the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Kalkul Levim B'Yishir. Tosus asked the Kasha, you know what? Chuck the Mishnah! Let's take Tosus is good. Mishnah, that's what the Rambam is. That's what he basically did. He doesn't mention anything about his Kalkul Levim B'Shir. That's totally not mentioned at all. And the whole problem, as the Rambam says, was what? That they didn't know what to... If they can be makri of the korban or not. Because if they makri of the korban, then they can't bring the musaf. And then Mislama, they went ahead and they were makri, and they couldn't bring the musaf. And there's a Kalkul of the musaf. Exactly what Tosas asked. But okay, that's very nice that the Rambam, you know, he likes Tosus better than the Mishnah. But how can you do that? It's often a Mishnah. Kirsch, what do you think of this? No, did you ever see anything like this in your whole life? Right? In your whole life, did you ever see anything like this? No? Rabbi Avram, in your whole life, right? Did you ever see anything like this Rambam? Correct. In your whole life, did you ever see anything like this? So, no, what do you say? I mean, I think we could spend the whole year just talking about this Rambam for too long. So what do you say? No, so?
So let's do it.
Stop learning tomorrow, learn Rambam.
No, so give me a teretz. Teretz? No, you give me a teretz. You guys can give me a teretz. What? Hard to say that, right? Say simple. You can say simple. Say simple. No, come on. Eddie, say it.
Yes, sir.
Say simple. No, I gave you all the information. Say simple.
I didn't call you Yishalmi.
Say simple. No, me. Come on. Say simple. Josh?
The Shira is saying that it depends on the Kaga.
Well, say simple.
Come on. Two minutes. Someone has to say. I gave you the answer, right? I gave you the answer.
Maybe, like, the whole thing was that the, when they were bringing Musaf, they were sending Shira by the Musaf. So...
Too complicated. Say simple. I'm a pastor. Yoni?
Maybe it has something to do with you said before that people are going to think next year that...
Say simple.
Yoni?
Maybe the Rambam applied what Tosu says straight into the Malacha.
But there's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah. You know, you pick Tosus over a Mishnah? Isaac? We're going to wish Isaac that Seis Hem Shalom is going to Uman tonight. So it's very exciting. We have us in mind, please. You know, with this feel us in Uman. Please have us in mind. It's very exciting. We're very excited for him. We wish him a safe trip both ways. And the davening should be Olo L'Ratzon L'Feh Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ad kisei hakavod. Ad v'ad b'chlal. It's a tzibur. Ad v'ad b'chlal. Okay. That's a side point. So the simple pshat. No one's going to tell you. The simple shot, I gave it to you. You'll kick yourself after I say it. Right? The simple shot would be that the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah Kirab Meir, that Shir is Makev as a Korban, but Rambam Paskins like a Korban that Shir is not Makev as a Korban, so then that whole Mishnah is the low Kahalacha. Because that Mishnah only works in if you hold Shir Makev as a Korban. That's how Rav Zsolti writes. Not in his Sefer Mishnah Siavitz, but in an article he wrote in Moriah. No? That would be the most simple, right? Mala? You agree? Right? Because that's why I prefaced it by saying that Lechor, this whole Mishnah only makes sense if you say Shir is Makev as a Korban. If you say Shir is not Makev as a Korban, so you don't need a whole tzimis. You don't get machta ganze tzimis over the Shir. It's not Makev as a Korban. Either you brought the Sakim incorrectly or you didn't bring them at all. Rav Zsolti says the answer. The Rambam learned that didn't pass to like the Mishnah because he held it for Stam Mishnah from Meir, and therefore it's the local halach. Oh, but the question is, why Rav Zsolti writes, so what's the problem with Tosus' Teretz? Why didn't the Rambam like Tosus' Teretz? But Tosus gave a good Teretz, but the Rambam is clearly mashma from the Rambam that was the whole problem. That they said, hey, we're not going to be able to bring the Korban Musaf, but Tosus gave a Teretz. So obviously, you have to say two things in the Rambam. You have to say that the Rambam
didn't pass like the Mishnah.
Did like the Torah, and also he has to not like Tosus' Teretz. Now, why did he have against Tosus' Teretz? Yeah.
Also, was going in the Mishnah that Shir is not.
No, no. But Tosis gives. Rambam says there's a. We're talking about Musaf now. Rambam says. Tosis says that even if they would have brought the Parmi Shel Ben Arbayim, they could still bring the Makbir of the Musaf afterwards. Right? But the Rambam says that that was good for the problem. That means they wouldn't have been able to be Makbir. Oh, sure. Rav Jolty points out the following. Take a look on page 11. And this is also pointed out by the Sefer Truas Melech by Hagoyim Rav Yosef Zutzmanovitz, one of the most chashuv svarim. He's known as the Yerushalmi. On page 11 is the list. We've discussed this many times, that the Rambam had a list of the 613 mitzvahs. And the Ramban says, you missed this one, and you missed this one, and you missed this one. The most famous one is, hey, you missed the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, and you missed going to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. No. You missed all these mitzvahs. Most famous is the Rambam didn't list Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he didn't list Birkas HaTorah, and then the Ramban lists. So another thing that the Ramban has a tain on the Rambam is you missed out on this mitzvah of not bringing any korbanos after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Mitzvah Yiral, Shinitz Davidu l'hakriv kol ha-korbanos abayim b'nedova b'chova b'ein shnei t'bidim. L'kodim Tamid Shel Shach l'ochar Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And that's learned out from the pasuk Aleha. That all the korbanos have to be Aleha on top of the Tamid Shel Shachar, but it can't be after the Talmid Shel Ben Arbayim, but that would be considered on top of the Talmid Shel Ben Arbayim. So Aleha Shleim Kol HaKarbonos Kula. So the Rambam left it out. How can the Rambam leave it out? How can the Rambam leave out such a thing? The Rambam agrees to this halacha, so why didn't he count it in the Tarig Mitzvahs? That's the kasha. No. What's the terrors to that? Why do you think the Rambam left it out? Kirsch? Yeah, but there are a lot of things that only know, hey, that's around, you know, all the karbon. All the he mentions the mitzvah of bringing a karbonus. Why? Who says it's only knowing in the mitzvah? It's knowing in the base of mitzvah also. Why the Rambam, what could be a possibility of why the Rambam left out this mitzvah from the Tariq mitzvahs?
To bring it then, it was just a rishis to bring it then. It's a bafka mitzvah to bring it then.
Well, everyone agrees it's a mitzvah.
Oh. Maybe you also could bring it then. It's not a mitzvah to bring it then, it's a mitzvah to bring it.
No, in other words, all the karbonis have to be brought between sandwiched in after the Tamid Shel Shachar, before the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. So the Malo Rav is saying, who says it's a separate mitzvah? Maybe it's a detail in the mitzvah of the Talmud. In other words, it's not a separate, it's part of the mitzvah of the Talmud, is that the Talmud should be, the Beit Arbayim should be the last korban of the day. No separate mitzvah that you list Aleha as a separate mitzvah. That's part of the, what? The pratim of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, that it should be the last korban of the day. There's no separate mitzvah of Aleha. Of course he agrees in reality that you can't bring it afterwards. But it's not a separate mitzvah. That's part of, that's the definition of the carbon tami shel ben arbayim. That it's the last, what? It's the last carbon of the day. So now tell me why he doesn't like Tosas' parents.
Because Tosas.
What? Oh, excellent, Kirsch. In other words, because if you hold like the Ramban, that Aleha is a separate mitzvah, then it's just a mitzvah on that particular Kohen, that he's not allowed to bring a korban after the Tamei Shel Ben Arbayim. But if you hold shot like the Rambam, who doesn't listen? Memela, the mitzvah is what? Is not a separate mitzvah, but it's part of the mitzvah of the Tamei Shel Ben Arbayim. No, the Tamei Shel Ben Arbayim is always in a korban tzibur. So you're not going to say Essay the Rabbim is Doche Essay the Ashlama, because Essay the Ashlama is Essay the Rabbim as well. So Mamela, the Rambam didn't like Tosis's parents. So Mamela Tosis out. And he held that the Mishnah is what? Is Rabbi Meir. So hence the Rambam comes up with his thing. That's what Rav Zsolti writes. Take a look. On page 14, it's an article that Rav Zsolti wrote in Moria. He quotes this thing, he says the Rambam. And then he writes on page 15, we nira bidasa Rambam, the Ramban say for mitzvah, pache nira bidasa Rambam, shalom and all essay that shalom mitzvah, shetahin she'ein tzadin ala gavril. And Rav Yosef Zutzmanovitz, in the Truos Melech, Mamish writes the same thing. He preceded Rav Zsolti. You take a look on page 13 on the top left. Vinira, Chazeh, Piyusha, Dibre Ram, Tzvila, Kema, Dibre Ram, Aleh, Shleim, and Kema, Hamitzvah, Betomit, She Yisov, Kol HaKarbonus, Bavi Gam Aleh, Hashleim, Esei, Dirabim, Shem Hochi, Lo Dochi, Esei, Dibre Ram, Esei, Dale, Hashleim, Trafai, Havi, Esei, Dirabim. But Tosis holds, Havi, Esei, Diyochi, Luch, Hashem, Chol, and that's so Mimela, that's how he Miyashev the Rambam. He didn't pass to like the Mishnah because he held Stam Mishnah as Reb Meir, and he didn't like Tosis Teretz because he said that won't work because Essay Dashlom is an Essay the Rabbim as well. Oh, good. So now the Rambam is. But it's an amazing Rambam, no? You know, I never saw anything like this in my life, no? Never either. But, Now let's look at the tour. Ready for the tour? I don't think we can leave here. Because we have to see the tour. He says like this. The tour on page 2. The Erev Lacha Shigmu Tzvilus Argus. Nogim Loma Pitum Maktoris. Now Pitum Maktoris was brought in the afternoon. There was one Torah that was brought in the morning and one in the afternoon. But in the afternoon, they were rushed. So they kept it in the base of English, they brought it in the afternoon. But in the shuls, they were rushed. So what they did was they would say the Pitom HaTorahs of the afternoon after Maariv. But it was really the afternoon's Pitom HaTorahs. Erev, Achash, Yigmur, Tfilas, Arvus, Nogim, Lomer, Pitom HaTorahs. Of Aloha Shir. But they wouldn't say Shir Shal Yom at night. The question is why? There was a Shir Shal Yom in the daytime, and there was Shir Shal Yom in the morning, there was Shir Shal Yom in the afternoon. Right? There was a Pitom HaKtoris in the morning, but there was in the afternoon. So the Pitom HaKtoris of the afternoon, they kept after Marv. So why did they have a Shir Shal Yom after Marv? That's his Kasha. Lam Ormi Pitom HaKtoris B'Boker V'Erev, Hashir B'Boker B'Vad. So the Torah says, because Pitom HaTorahs was a mitzvah in the daytime, and it was a mitzvah in the afternoon, in the morning and the afternoon. Mitzvah Shal Yom was what? It was only in the morning, says the Torah. And then he repeats it again on page 3. Because Aval b'shir shayu omri b'mikdash eilo bo b'erev shalo hayu omri moso b'mikdash b'erev. So what's the problem with the Torah? What? It's against the Mishnah. It's unbelievable. Kersh, did you ever see anything in your life like this? I've been around a little bit. I mamish haven't seen anything like this. It's against the Mishnah. The Torah is against the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah says this kalkul avim b'shir. Now, what shir were they talking about? The morning shir or the afternoon shir? What was the kalkul avim b'shir? The afternoon, right? So they did say it in the afternoon. So what's the Torah hacking? He's saying, hey, no, they didn't say it. Isn't this unbelievable? Yeah, what do you say?
In our Mishnah, I thought they didn't say shir in the morning.
In the morning, they always said shir. They didn't say a special yom. There was always shir. That's why we say shir shal yom. The Torah is against the Mishnah. Rambam is against the Mishnah. The Torah is against the Mishnah. What is this? He had a kasha. Unbelievable kasha. No, they said the Pitur Maktoris was brought where?
At night, only because it was rushed by Purim.
So we say it at night, the Zecher to the. So the same thing by Shir. Why don't we say Shir Shal Yom and Marv? Because they said a Shir in the afternoon. In other words, we do the afternoon stuff, whatever, Zecher Lamikdash, we do that at night, apparently. Right? So the Pitur Maktoris, the Torah says we should say after Marv. And why should and there should be a shir shal yom after marv also? So then, therefore, we should go ahead and say shir shal yom. But and he says the reason why we don't do it is because there was no shir in the meaning. There was no shir by the second tumbit. He doesn't say that, but he means that. But there was no Ketores at night time either. Was there? Ketores was in the daytime. So it's just... So who asked this kasha? The Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh asked this kasha. So this is the kasha of the Al-Sheikh. I'll tell you what the Al-Sheikh says, and then... What page is the Al-Sheikh? What? 4? Says the Al-Sheikh. She'elo. Liyashim mashakotsu v'tur. Shashir sholayom tzvasol v'boker. V'chein kosov shom v'beis Yosef. Shein kosov v'rachas kai. Tor isi mishom mashir v'tam sholayom tzvasol v'boker. Kosher e'im mishnah shleimo. Sheninu. So, as you're saying that the mitzvah is only in the morning, But isn't there beferish a mishnah pamachas kalvul vim b'shir v'gol shir shib erev v'chem gemar nira shayuham mimoso b'erev. So the answer that he gives in the bottom last four lines, Alavadi the Shanilam Babokal Arab the Baboka Ma'akev, the Arab Lo Ma'akev. Which is against what we said before. In other words, he wants a taina that what the Torah means to say is that even if you want to say Shir's Ma'akev is a korban, that's only in the morning. In the afternoon it wasn't Ma'akev as a korban. Which is again what we said, because we said after the machlokas is also in the afternoon, that's why the Rambam, and that's what he means to say. Not to say that they didn't do it, but it wasn't as important in the afternoon. His proof is because there's an opinion in the Gemara that says that they didn't say any shira at all. And then the Sefer Yom Trua, he wants to say that what the Torah means to say is that in the morning they always brought the shear, no matter what. In the afternoon, sometimes they had to delete it because they weren't sure. A similar type of thing. That's what the Sefer Yom Trua, you'll take a look, says. I'll tell you what I think the real... Rav Zsolti has a fancy teretz, but I think this time he went too far. I'll tell you what I think the Pasha teretz to the Torah is. That here is the Pasha Teretz. I think the Pasha Teretz is, tell me if you think, in other words, the Shir Shel Yom in the day, there was a Shir Shel Yom in the morning and a Shir Shel Yom at night, and they were both equally, if you hold Shir's Ma'akev, it's Ma'akev in the morning and at night. You know? The only question is, Taka, why don't we say a Shir Shel Yom? So, Pasha Pshat, I think, is like this. That sometime, Mincha time, they were rushed. So that's why they postponed it till after Maariv, where they weren't as rushed. But so the Ketores they said at night. When was the Ketores brought? In the daytime, but the stomach was still Niktar into the night. So therefore, they still could say the Ketores at night, because at least the Ketores were Niktar. But the Shear was not said at all at night. So you're not going to be able to. So they're not going to make the davening longer in the afternoon because they were rushed. So you see that Ketores they waited for the evening. So the shear, so what the Torah means to say is, and this takes away all these Torahs, what the Torah means to say is like this. The Torahs, even though it was in the daytime, in the afternoon, you could still say it at night because it was still Niktar into the Laila. So you could still say it was not that it was Niktar. The shear was only said in the daytime. So you can't say it at night as a zecher to the Mikdash, what they did in the day, because there was no shear b'chlal at night. Torahs, even though it was Nictar Bayom, it was still probably Nictar into the Lila. That's what I think of Pashut Shana. The Torah Rav Zsolti has a fancy, two fancies. Okay, now I'd like to say like this. And hence, that's why we don't say Shir by Mincha, because by Mincha we're not going to add anything extra, because Mincha was in the middle of the day. They didn't want to make it longer. So anything they did, Zecher, the Mikdash, by Mincha, they left for Maariv. So they would only do it by the Ketores, because Ketores, B'chol HaPochus, I don't know, B'chol HaPochus was, you know, even though it wasn't brought then, it was still maybe Nictar into the night. It was still, the fumes were still going. But I'm saying the Shir was only in the day. Maybe that's what he means. If he doesn't mean that, then you have to give some other, but you hear what I'm saying. I think maybe this Torah people talk about forever, but I think they all these terutzim that the Maram Alshech gives and the Yom Tru, I think they're all pilpulim. I don't think that's the emes of pshat in what the Torah says. Oh, but let me give just the 20 minutes we have left what the machshava is that after Rosh Hashanah is the time that we play up the idea of the Shiras Halavim. Where it's Tosa saying there could have been other Kilkul. Well, why the Shir Talavim? So I'll tell you like this. The Shemi Shmuel says a beautiful idea. he doesn't talk about the shir, about the Kilkel Bashir, but he says, look at this, on page 17. He quotes from his father, the Abdei Nezer. He says, quote, Kedushat Avi, Adori Mori Rabbi Zatzal, Omer Betam, a person is Rotzeh Meshogeg, right? Where does he go? He goes to the Yer Miklak, or to where? The 42, Arei HaLevim. So why does he go to the Levim? It says, the Abdei Nezer, Bishum Jemichat Shechata Bechayim, Nilkecha Mimenu Chiyuso, Ve'ein Lo Chayim. Was a person who's killed someone, even though it was Meshogeg, he diminished life. So you don't kill him because he was only Meshogeg. But Lamaisa, he diminished life. So what he has to do is he has to go and get a replenishment of life. And Levim are dovuk ba'kadosh baruch. What does the word Levi mean? Hapam yelave ishi elai. Levi means chibur. Chibur with kedusha. Chibur with the ribono shel olam. Chibur with the makor hachayim. So Leviim is the makor hachayim. And therefore somebody who diminished chayim has to what? Has to hook up with the Leviim to get chayim. And that's what the Levim were all about. And you know what? It says in Bahaloscho, how were the Levim inaugurated? So it says in Bahaloscho, page 18 and 19, Pasuk Zayin, Ko sasa lehem lataram hazeh aleh mechatas ve'evir tar al kol besorim. Right? They had to take away all the hair. Right, that's how they. What's the idea of taking away hair? So the Rav Yonas and Eibshitz says, on page 20, the nosher, bottom of paragraph 2, the nosher l'niskel el ki hamosoros sarach ben adam harchim ba'ol. For Amar Atim ki hasoros hay mosoros, which is a concept mosoros. Mosoros means the things in life that you really don't need. You know, things that are excess, extravagance, this fancy thing, things that you don't need for life, but that are around, you know, the fancy this and the fancy that we don't, those are the mosros. Hair represents mosros, because hair really doesn't do a function in the human body. It represents mosros. And the levi is dovuk b'ashem, so to show that the dveikus b'ashem, he takes away the mosros. He takes away the hair. The Vilna Gaon writes, by Megillas Esther, it says, Shisha Chadoshim v'shemen hamor. This is talking about the women who are getting ready to beautify themselves. So it says, 6 months, they had to put this type of perfume on them. This, 6 months of oil and 6 months different type of perfume. So the Vilna Gaon says, al derech haremes, even though it says here al derech hapshat, more al derech haremes, that these 6 months are the neshama, that every year in Rosh Hashanah we're judged, and now we have to purify ourselves. And the Gemara says in Megillah that Shemen Hamor was something, oil that removed hair. Because for 6 months, you have to work on removing yourself from the excess in this world that we don't really need. Whereas we need food, but we don't need all these fancy things that we don't... We need to have different things in life, but we don't need the fanciest house in the world. We don't need all these... And the levi represents getting rid of the mosros, because the levi is dovuk for mekor hachayim. And that's why somebody kills Meshogeg, he has to be with the Leveim, because he diminished Chaim. So he has to be. And that's why I think on Rosh Hashanah, we're so into the Shiras HaLeviim, because Rosh Hashanah is this man of Zochreinu L'Chaim. It's this man of Mekor HaChaim for the whole year. So the Levium, the Shiras HaLevium has to be pristine. There can't be a kilkul b'Levium. There can't be a kilkul in their Shira. Because the Levium is the Makor HaChayim. So you ask, Pi Halacha, what's a, the kilkul Levium? They were erger. It was worse. The Musaf was worse. Yeah, the Musaf was worse. You say like Paisi, say like Rambam. But the Iker and Rosh Hashanah is the Levium, is the Devekus, the Makor HaChayim, because this is the Zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Chayim in the world. And this year, tomorrow, September 11th, is the time in our generation where there was a Chilul of Kedushas HaChayim, where there was a pagam in the appreciation of what human life is. How people went ahead and took human lives, innocent human lives. As we mentioned, one of our own Talmidim from this shiur was a Mark Rosenberg, was a victim of this chilul of Kedusha Sakayim. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is Achreinu L'chayim. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we appreciate what life is and we want to be part of life to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you know what, Rabbi Osai? Maybe there were worse things that happened when this that year when this Kalkul Levim Bashir. But you know what? We make a takana to make sure that what? That the Shiras HaLevim, because the Shira represents the Dveikus Bashem, and the Levim were the ones that were most Dovuk Bashem. That's why the Rotzeach B'Shoigeg, he took away life. He has to be with the Levim. He has to hook up with the Levim, with the Makor HaChayim. And that's Rabosai, when we approach Rosh Hashanah. Everyone has to do a Cheshbon HaNefesh. What is his life all about? I appreciate life, but what am I doing with my life? Am I spending the time properly? Am I properly using my life? Every second in life is precious. Often we're baltashkes on our lives. Am I using the time properly? Doesn't mean a person, of course you have to relax and take breaks and things like that. But Rosh Hashanah is the time of Zachreinu L'chaim. It's the time where Sifrei HaChaim, Sifrei HaMesim, Psuchim, Lefanav. So Rosh Hashanah has to be the time that the Levim Shira has to be 100%. Where the Shir is Ma'akev es HaKorban, the Eidog Ma'akev. There can't be a Kilkul in the Shir es HaLevim. Because the Levim were the ones that were Dovuk Bashem. All the Mosras were gone. All the hair was gone. It's complete Dveikus Bashem, Dveikus B'Mekor HaChayim. And that's Rabotai we have to focus on. We're focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to give Chayim. And as the Meshech Chochma points out, we say Zochreinu L'chayim, Melech Chofetz B'chayim, we say it. It's a Bakosha. Yet we're saying it in the Bracha of Shevach. And the Meshech Chochma explains, because our Bakosha is not a Bakosha to Stamazoi. It's a Bakosha is because Lo HaMesim Yehaleluka. Because we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us life so we can be Meshaveach here. So therefore it belongs in the Brach of Shevach. When I say give us life because we need to eat more popcorn. I didn't have enough pizza. I didn't have enough slices of pizza. Give me life so I can eat more pizza. Give me life so I can drink more wine. We say give me life L'mancha Elokim Chayim. Because I want my life to be a Kiddush Hashem. To bring respect to you, Rebbe Shalom, in the world. So it's Dafka and Rosh Hashanah where we focus on the Levim. And Shira, we know, represents Atah Kisru Lachem Es Hashira Hazos. The Panovich Rav says that that's a higher madrega than Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Shira is the Dveikus BaTorah. Shira means Torah is part of you. So Shiras HaLevim is the ultimate time of the Dveikus and Levim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zachreinu Mechayim. So we can't have a Kilkul B'Shir, because the Shir represents everyone is saying Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When whatever you do in your life, if you do L'Shem Shamayim, that's your Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you can't have a Kilkul, because that means that you're taking your life and you're not using it for the proper thing. And everyone can have a Tikkun, you know, do things better, more chesed, more learning, more davening, whatever the area is. Choose an area where you feel that your life is not being lived to its highest level. What am I missing? What am I missing? You can't fill everything at one time. Pick one thing. What am I missing? Where is my personal Kilkul B'Shir? It's Kalkul Havim B'Shir. You're right. Halachically, there might have been worse things. The Musaf maybe is a worse thing, but when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have to focus on the Levim, and it's Kalkul Levim B'Shir, because the Levim are the Mekor Chayim. Because the Levim are the ones that the Ratzach B'Shogeg, that diminished Chayim, it goes to the Levim to get the Mekor HaChayim. And that's what we have to think about when every year, when September 11th comes around our way again. And we have to mourn the loss of life in this world, the tremendous violation of Kedusha Sachai that happened in our day. Tremendous. And the only thing we can mourn and we can feel the pain, but the only way what we rectify now is to use the Chayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. L'mancha Elokim Chayim. We use our time wisely. Use our time, fill our days with content, with Torah, with Chesed. Our days should be full days. Avraham Zaken Baba Yomim, as I'll say, that his days were full. Sara Imenu, Kulam Shavim Latova. All our days were full. So we come to Rosh Hashanah and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us life. He's going to say back, but what do you do with your life? Why should I give you life? You had a Kilkul B'Shir because your Dveikus B'Chayim is lacking. But if we can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're trying to fill our lives with content, then he'll say back, I'm going to write you down in the Sefer HaKadosh. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. That's why Kalkul Levim B'Shir is the theme of Rosh Hashanah. And that's Shiras HaLevim is Lekach for Rosh Hashanah.